Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Buenos dias, damas y caballeros. What's going on, everybody? And man, we are in the shit show now. It's about to begin today, tomorrow, the next day, all the way through November. Big rumors of diesel shortages. This is now, the rumors are getting louder and louder. There's a lot of people within my circle that are saying that, yeah, we're going to have diesel shortages. So you know what that means. You know what that means. Use your imagination. And also the railroad could go on strike again, or you know, they kicked the can down the road, but now they're really threatening to take a strike. So there's all kinds of things panning out right now, coming to fruition. I think November and December are going to be a big thing. We got the blood moon tomorrow night. All of this adds up for what's coming, folks, and people are going to be pissed off. What if they do it so blatantly and the Senate and House get swept by blue? You think I'm kidding? Folks, you got to get out and vote. That's the only way we stop this. Get out and vote tomorrow. You have to. You have to do this if you're going to do anything for your country, anything at all, to stop what they're planning to do. Get out and vote. Folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977, baby. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. When the lights go out, I might write another book called When They Come Back On. I don't know. Something like that. When the lights go out. On Amazon. And then my mama's book, The Mexican Mix, see? The Mexican Mix on Amazon as well. We're coming into some fun times, baby. Fun times. You know why? Because we're awake. Don't you understand? We've already won, folks. It doesn't matter what they do. Let them do their worst. We're all watching. It's kind of like a bank robbery, and you get the details of when it's going to happen, who's going to be in the bank robbery, what time is going to happen, how many people are going to be there. We're all watching. We're not going to believe anything they say. Nothing. Zilch. Zero. Don't you see? We're awake now. We have won. I'm celebrating. But folks, as bad as this is going to get, it means it's the growing pains to the next shift in consciousness. The Great Awakening 2.0. The Great Awakening 2.0. The time is here. Folks, Noble Gold. Noble Gold. If you're not getting gold, I don't know what the hell you're doing. You need to get gold. Noble Gold. Did you know Noble Gold's team of precious metal experts have helped thousands of worried investors like you to build and preserve wealth through times like these? Find out why gold, silver, and IRAs are the answer to inflation and financial contagion. I don't know what that word means. Talk to a personal precious metals expert today. Oh, and this month they're giving a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA above $20,000. So you can't go wrong with Noble Gold, folks. You really can't. I do this. Call them now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Or find out more by visiting NobleGoldInvestments.com. Hit the link below, folks. That's the fastest way to get to them. Hit the link below and get started. Purchase gold. You got to do it. I'm buying gold right now myself. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Getter is Nino's Corner. Folks, get on my Telegram. I put a lot of updates on there. Rumble is Nino's Corner. Basically, everything is Nino's Corner. True Social is David Rodriguez Boxer. My Instagram, which I'm starting to post more on there, my Instagram is David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Thank you, Izzy. Thank you, Izzy. Twitter, Nino Boxer. Nino Boxer on Twitter. It's starting to grow a little bit now. I'm very thankful to Elon Musk. PatriotWear.com. Bing! Right there. You like that little patch? That's a feel-good patch. It's not a nicotine patch. It's a Nirvana patch. I'm giving it another shot. Okay, so PatriotWear.com. You can get some cool gear. Oh, yeah! Yes! Nino'sCorner.tv, folks. That's where the fire's at. Nino'sCorner.tv. Wano saving updates consistently. I have Dustin Nemos up there right now. I have Dylan coming on today with Mapping the Occult. I've got Kerry Cassidy update today. I've got Kathy O'Brien. That was fire. I'm putting that up probably tonight. I got Derek Johnson coming back on. Going to be talking about military. You know what? I can't say it on here. And I got many, many more. The Ghost. You know the routine. Folks, you know the rotation. It's your one-stop shop. All right, folks. Are you ready for the chaos? Are you ready for the crazies to come out? Are you ready for the craziness? Because they're coming. Oh, they're ready. They're coming. Oh, yeah. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah, baby. Let's go. Let's go. And here we are, folks. The countdown begins. Yes. So the moment of truth is here. The moment of truth is here. A lot of you are scared. I'm going to go pee on myself. There's no reason to fear. This is what we've all been waiting for. This is it. If you got a good community of patriots that you're with, that's the way to go. You know, folks, this is like the main event. This is like when you show up to the ring, the fight, and you're in the dressing room and you're just getting ready and it's go time. All the training's done. It's done. As we go into November, as we go into December, the globalists are going all in with their great reset. Okay, folks, that's no joke. That's no lie. They're going in. Both sides are going in. And in the weeks to come, starting tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, as it goes on, this shit show is just going to take legs of its own and start running. You know, the first wave of awakening came from since I've been alive, really. I feel like we've been in a coma from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. We've been in a coma. They put us to bed to smother us with a pillow. The first group of awakened individuals that I came across, myself included, was 9/11. That's when the first, thank you, Melissa Lopez. That's when the first group really woke up. That's when the first group really woke up. Says something's not right here. This is bullshit. We're going to war. None of this makes sense. The buildings came down Las Vegas style demolition. You know, you think about that shit and then you go, huh? That group of people, the smart ones group woke up then. I'm included in that group. Then some of you woke up on the scare of 2020. We know what that was. The scare, the bank robbery. And then another group of people woke up then. So you got the group from 9/11 waking up, and then you got the 2020 group waking up. And now that's a big chunk of individuals. Now the rest that are asleep right now, they're probably going to start waking up now. The rest of the group is going to start waking up right about, I don't know, in the coming months, this coming month, I would say, I don't know, when food shortages happen, I don't know. What do you think is going to happen when diesel fuel runs out, when the shortages happen? Come on, folks, let's think a little bit. Hopefully some of you are prepared, like I've been saying on here for the last couple months. Well, really, last 2 years. So now the rest are going to be jolted out of their slumber. Jolted out of their slumber. And then, you know, it's sad. It's a little too late, in my opinion. But the good news is, folks, the good news is, even with everything they do to us, everything that they're about to do right now, they don't win. They can't win. And you ask, well, why? They're going to do it because it's arrogance. It's arrogance. It's evil. It's pure fucking evil. And we're awake to it. And we're seeing this is the greatest time to be alive because we're going to watch it all happen. And they can't win. It's once you shine a light on darkness, the darkness disappears, folks. It's gone. That's what's happening right now. Folks, a message from Irene Armendariz. Irene Armendariz from El Paso, Texas. She's going head-to-head with Veronica Escobar. If you're in El Paso, Texas, get out and vote Irene Armendariz. We got to do this. We got to show up in droves. I know there's a lot of Republicans in El Paso. If you want a difference on the border, get out and vote Irene Armendariz. Remember that name, Irene Armendariz. No matter what they do, if we show up in enough numbers, they can't win. So Irene gave me a message to give you guys. She's within 5 points. We need more Republican voting. Please ask El Paso Republicans to vote on Tuesday. Get your butt out. Your vote matters. In an outreach of 60,000 light blues and grays, the data shows that they are voting Democrat 53 and Republican 42.6, undecided 4.4. This is not considering the Republican voters. I'm very excited about the data, which is fresh off the presses. Get out and vote Irene Armendariz if you want a difference on the border. El Paso, get out and do this. Breaking news. Envelopes filled with white powdery substance were found in Carrie Lake's campaign office. So FBI, Phoenix PD, and hazmat teams are on the ground. White powdery substance. Back in my day, that was a good sign. back in my party days. Oh, boy. But, hey, the shit show's beginning. It's starting, folks. It is starting. I'm expecting today to be crazy, tomorrow to be even crazier, and it escalates. And the blood moon, folks, the blood moon, the timing, come on. You know what we talk about on here. In Arizona, Carrie Lake on local TV news. In Arizona, Carrie Lake worked in local TV news. Now she calls reporters monsters. So I pick up a lot of my data and the stuff I'm going to talk about from liberal syndicates because you got to know what they're feeding. You got to know what they're feeding. Feeding their cult following, their brainwashed individuals. So one longtime former co-worker in the television news business recalled that Carrie Lake detested guns and practiced Buddhism. So they're going against everything she's running on now, which is like the Second Amendment, Jesus Christ, conservative values. So this person here is like trying to destroy her. They're reaching for straws. Another former local news anchor, Stephanie Angelo, who did not work with Miss Lake but later became close friends with her, described Miss Lake back then as a free spirit and a liberal to the core. Her saying that abortion should be illegal, absolutely not, Miss Angelo said. The Carrie I knew would never have said that, and she wouldn't have believed it either. But in her run for governor of Arizona, Miss Lake, a local Fox News anchor, has refashioned herself as a protege of Donald Trump and a diehard Christian conservative who wields her media expertise as a weapon and has turned her former industry into foil. In her closing pitch to voters ahead of the election on Tuesday, Miss Lake, 53, has been campaigning against the press as much as she has against Katie Hobbs, her Democratic rival, riling up audiences against reporters in attendance whom she calls the fake news. She's like the female Donald Trump. She's like the female Donald Trump. But all her ex-colleagues are saying she's full of shit. I'll keep an eye on this. I love Carrie Lake. I think she's awesome. She's like the female Trump. We need this lady. You see that Fox 10? Fox 10 had Katie Hobbs winning 52% to 47 or something like that. So let's watch Arizona, folks. Let's really watch Arizona because we know what they're going to do. And this is why I said I was going to name this video The Great Awakening 2.0. We're all watching. We're all watching. And I got to be careful on YouTube because why? Well, they're going to go ham. They're going to go ham. So I have to skirt around my words. Arizona Republican encouraged early voting after warning against it. I don't know. I say show up in droves. Surprise them. Show up in droves the day of is what I say. For years, the chair of Arizona's Republican Party has led attacks on his swing state's early voting system, warning without evidence that mail-in voting and ballot drop boxes are you know what? Kelly Ward urged her followers to instead wait in line and vote in person. Then, late Tuesday, she posted a photo of herself smiling in front of a steel ballot drop box. In her hand appeared to be an envelope slid halfway inside. Hubby and I voted early in person today. So she's saying now she's changing her tune and saying, go vote early. I don't know. I don't know how you guys feel about this. I'm more about going the day of and making a big impact. Boom, go the day of. Because you go a day early, they can do anything. And I have to, I can't say what I want to say here. So here is five races where Democrats could pull a surprise win. Five races where Democrats can pull a surprise win. So I pulled this off a liberal syndicate because why? Because I feel like they're conditioning you. They're getting you ready for what they're going to do. A surprise win. Well, geez, what's the surprise? Let's see. Democrats are bracing for a possible red wave. We all know this red wave is going to be massive. Massive. You've got blue voting red. You got moderates voting red. You got the red already pissed off. They're going to vote red. There's no fucking way possible they can pull this off, right? Right? Don't be so sure. Evil stops at nothing. Evil stops at nothing. And this is why this is the Great Awakening 2.0. Because you're about to see some shit you never would have believed. But for all the doom and gloom that political watchers are forecasting for the party, Democrats could also benefit from some surprise wins in unexpected places. Thank you, Valerina. Barilena. All right. So here are the five surprise wins they're expecting that could surprise everybody. And what's number one? The Arizona gubernatorial race with Carrie Lake and Katie Hobbs. Wouldn't you know it? Wouldn't you know it? So that's the big surprise. That's the first big surprise is Carrie Lake being upset by Katie Hobbs. No fucking way. No way. Okay, second, Ohio Senate race, J.D. Vance and Democrat Tim Ryan. So here, folks, the reason I'm reading this is because they're letting you know. They're letting you know. Oklahoma gubernatorial race. The Sooner State hasn't seen a Democrat elected to the governor's mansion since former Governor Brad Henry was reelected in 2006. A Republican stronghold, Trump won the state by more than 30 points in 2016 and 2020. So Republicans are understandably scratching their heads about how the race has tightened in recent weeks. Everyone's scratching their heads like, how does the race tighten? What's going on here? We all know what's going on here. We all know. Gee, the race just all of a sudden tightened. How'd this happen? Really, have you learned nothing? Have you learned? You're really scratching it because if you're scratching your head, you're a fucking idiot. If you're scratching your head going, how did this happen? You're a fucking idiot. An idiot. Part of it has to do with the five biggest Native American tribes making the unusual move to wade into the race and make Democrat Joy Huffmeister, a former Republican of the state's superintendent of public instruction, incumbent Governor Kevin Stitt, drew the ire of indigenous tribes under hunting and fishing compacts with the Choctaw and Cherokee nations, were not renewed and for trying to have gaming compacts with tribes renegotiated. The next one, Montana. Montana's first congressional district race. Ryan Zink and Monica Trinnell. The next one, Wisconsin Senate race. Ron Johnson and Mandera Barnes. The next one after that, at number six, I'm going to put in here, which could be a big surprise for everybody. Watch Herschel Walker against that dipshit he's running against. I forget his name. And then I'm going to throw number seven in there. Let's say number seven, Greg Abbott and Beto O'Dork. Now, folks, I'm telling you, they need Texas. They badly need to control the southern border. If you think your vote doesn't count in Texas, get out there and vote. We have to offset this shit. Get out of vote. Look, I don't like Greg Abbott. I don't. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't. But he's better than Beto. He's better than Beto. Way better. There's no hope with Beto. There's none. Zero. Texas? Remember the Alamo? Fuck the Alamo. Beto O'Rourke gets in. It's like it never happened. It's like the Alamo never happened. Okay? Just letting you know that. Liberals are tasting what it's like to be canceled, folks. They're tasting what it's like to be canceled on where? Well, Twitter. Kathy Griffin has been permanently suspended. Let's just say expelled. What happened to the word expelled? Does it not feel good to hear the word expelled? I've been expelled from school like three times. But no, Kathy Griffin was permanently suspended. We gotta make it sound like it's not too harsh, David. Permanently suspended. From Twitter for impersonating Elon Musk. Users, listen to this. He's laying down the hammer at Twitter. He's laying down the hammer. Users with they and them pronouns in their bio will pay $16 for their verification instead of $8 because they identify as multiple people. That's not so bad, folks. I mean, think about it. For all of you who are fame hungry and you need your blue check mark, $16 ain't so bad anymore. I mean, you were paying $15,000. So Elon confirms Twitter employees were selling the blue check marks for $15,000. Let me just repeat that. The Twitter employees were selling check marks for $15,000, and you had to agree with them. So not only $15,000, you had to be a liberal too. Big news right here, folks. I don't know if you were watching this. The 2000 Mules producer jailed after outing election data with the, you know, what they did. I got like three paragraphs here to write about, but they were jailed, then released. So big news. Fifth Circuit just ordered Engelbrock and Phillips to be released. So it's amazing that we are now in a country. Okay, folks, and if this keeps going this direction, we are so fucked. We are in a country that they will jail you for serving your country, basically. bringing injustices to the forefront. You can't do that. The foxes are guarding the hen house. The foxes are guarding the hen house. How many of you saw that rally with Biden and Obama? Now, let's just put this in perspective. That was half an arena. They couldn't fill up half an arena with Obama and Biden together. Half the arena, folks. Half. When I used to fight, I'd fill up the entire arena. But the star appeal of Obama and Biden together, half an arena, Trump packs arenas plus their parking lot, plus parking lots outside that parking lot, plus parks. Thousands and thousands of people. Thousands and thousands. 30,000 plus is what's at a Trump rally. Biden and Obama couldn't even fill up half a fucking stadium. And you want us to believe they think you're that stupid. They think you're that stupid. Let's prove them wrong tomorrow, folks. Get out and vote red. Make it so overwhelming they can't fudge the numbers. Wells Fargo reported a 90% decline in mortgage originations. That is absolutely insane. Wells Fargo reported a 90% decline in mortgage originations. We are in some deep shit. Like I said, the Great Awakening 2.0, it doesn't, folks, it doesn't feel good to be jolted from your sleep. It feels even worse for people like me who've been awake and have to watch other people wake up, the slow sleepwalkers. Oh, man, there's a lot of sleepers in El Paso, man. A lot of sleepers in El Paso. That was the Dallas Cowboys. Orale, we got to watch the Dallas Cowboys. Orale, Dak Prescott. Beto O'Rourke. You know he's not Mexican? Porque si, ¿qué? Yeah, he's not Mexican. No mames, way. He's not Mexican. He's not Mexican. Hate to break the news to you. Doesn't he kind of look like Howdy Doody? I don't know. I got to tell you, folks, with what I deal with in my hometown is fucking unbelievable. Let me tell you that right now. Oh, boy. Breaking news. U.S. Department of Justice seizes $3.36 billion in Bitcoin in connection with the Silk Road fraud, the largest crypto seizure ever. Largest crypto seizure ever. I don't trust Bitcoin. You know, I got my money in XRP. I'm not a crypto expert. I don't even know what's, to me, it's all a gamble. I don't know. I'm not going to come up here and tell you my expertise on it, because I have no expertise on it. I don't know what's good on crypto. I have people that come on all the time, Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. I don't know. I know gold is good.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I know gold keeps its value, so that's what I do. I go to Noble Gold, which is what I read in the beginning here. The script I read in the beginning is Noble Gold. Bulletin, bulletin, bulletin. A 10-foot-tall wall has been put around the Federal Reserve Bank in Washington on Sunday. A 10-foot-tall wall. As shown in the photo above, a 10-foot-tall wall was erected around the Federal Reserve Bank in Washington, D.C. yesterday. What do you suppose is the knowledge they already have that makes them feel they will need this type of protection from the general public? When I received this photo, I stopped what I was doing, went to the bank and went to the automatic teller machine, ATM, and withdrew the maximum amount of cash I was able to withdraw. I strongly recommend you do the same, is what this person is saying. I'm not panicking. Because I trust God. I got myself some gold from Noble Gold. I feel pretty secure. I feel pretty good. Let's talk about something real quick. And I got a lot of shit from this. Ron DeSanctimonious. Ron DeSanctimonious. A lot of people got on my ass about Ron. But if you go against the Don, I ain't with you, homie. And that's Ron. The MAGA battle comes to Florida as Trump and GOP governor hold dueling rallies in their final midterms push after ex-president called him DeSanctimonious and bragged he is beating him in the 2024 polls. Folks, I've never been on board with this guy. I told you this was going to happen. This is what I said a long time ago. I don't trust the guy. And what do you know? I was right. So let's get into some sanctimonious. Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis are holding political rallies in Florida Sunday. This was yesterday. Trump is headlining Make America Great Again rally in Miami, while DeSantis appears on Florida's other coast in Lee, Hillsborough, and Sarasota counties. The popular Sunshine State's governor reluctance to rule out a 2024 primary challenge against Trump has rankled the former president. Trump tore into potential primary rivals at a rally in Pennsylvania on Saturday. DeSantis is appearing at three events for his Don't Tread on Florida tour. Don't Tread on Florida tour. He's amassed a war chest of roughly $200 million, an eye-popping sum for a gubernatorial candidate that's more on par with the national race. So I told you these two were going to boom, boom, boom. I told you this was going to come. I told you. I'm going out with the horse I rode in on, folks. That's it. That's me. I do not trust DeSantis. I just don't. But don't worry. The media will get behind him. The Pied Piper. And you all just follow. You'll all just follow. They're going to completely ignore Trump. They're going to completely ignore Trump and shine the light on DeSantis. You understand that. That's what's coming. They're going to make DeSantis the answer. The globalists play both one hand here, folks. Both sides. One hand playing both sides. Once you understand that, you don't fall for shit like this. You can't. It's like you have their playbook and you go, oh, they're going to go with DeSantis now. It's that easy. Holy hell, folks. On the eighth day, God made Ron DeSantis, says new campaign ad. Are you fucking kidding me? This is his campaign ad. On the eighth day, God made Ron DeSantis. Let's get into this bullshit. Florida GOP Governor Ron DeSantis released his latest campaign ad Friday, and it's out of this world. After creating light, the sun, the moon, the stars, earth, planets, animals, and normal humans, God made fighter DeSantis. I would knock his ass out in less than 30 seconds. Just saying. Just saying. Just saying. Just saying. Oh, boy. All right. On the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a protector. And then he anointed a godlike voice on the black and white video. The video was a knockoff of an emotional 2013 Super Bowl commercial about how God had decided to make a farmer, narrated by radio broadcaster Paul Harvey and based on a speech he made in 1978. The DeSantis copy was posted on Twitter by the governor's wife, Casey, who added, I love you, Ron. Oh, I love my husband, Ron. The responses to Casey DeSantis' tweet, including a few amens. People were actually doing this. Oh, amen. Oh, he is the answer. He is the eighth day God created Ron DeSantis. God, you people are, there's no fucking difference between a libtard, a Trumptard, and a DeSantis-tard, a Rontard, or whatever they want to call it. No difference. You people are cattle. Wake up. So the eighth day, God created Ron DeSantis. DeSantis went to battle with Disney, but he didn't mention he got married there. Oh, Ron and Casey DeSantis got married at the Walt Disney World Resort in 2009. The Florida governor doesn't appear to have mentioned this publicly. DeSantis' feud with Disney over a school's bill critics called Don't Say Gay has become politics legend. So we got married there. Verlena Quiroz. Gracias, Verlena Quiroz. Can I get some thumbs up? I'm curious on seeing Jennifer Alarcón. I love you too. Can I see how many thumbs up, how many people are in El Paso? I'm just curious. I'm totally curious on this. El Paso people, give me a thumbs up. I'm curious. Well, not many. Let's see. Do we have anybody from El Paso in the chat? One person. Two. Three. Four, five, six. All right, it's coming. But I guess they don't like the day bed. I guess they just don't like the day bed here. Okay, there's some thumbs up. Okay, cool. So we got some El Paso peeps in here. Thumbs down. You must be from Juarez. I'm just kidding. Oh, boy. So, Trump, I don't know if you guys saw this. What happened in Pennsylvania? What happened in Pennsylvania? Go research it. Go look into it. I did put it in here, but I decided I don't want to talk about it because you know why? Because YouTube. So I'm not going to talk about it. But Pennsylvania court just ruled in favor of the bank robbery. And you all know what that means. So the bank robbery, Pennsylvania. So we can't really get into that on here on YouTube, but go to ninoscorner.tv for that. National Guard to activate cybersecurity teams in 14 states ahead of midterm elections. Why do they, you know, I talked to Juan about this. And I'm even wondering, can you even trust the National Guard? I mean, whose military is this right now? Biden? The National Guard will be activating cybersecurity teams in 14 states ahead of the midterm elections on Tuesday to counter any potential interferences, political and state scoop reported on Friday. The decision to have teams ready for support has become a familiar one over the past few elections after reports of Russian interference. Cyber's the new domain. It's man-made domain, said Air Force Major General Rich Neely, head of the Illinois National Guard, according to media outlet State Scoop. Our goal is to make sure we have as secure elections as possible. We are really in the beginning stages of this. So the National Guard cyber forces provided support in 8 states during primary elections earlier this year. Really? 8 states? So they were involved in 8 states earlier? I don't know, folks. What's your thoughts on this? The 14 states with teams on duty Tuesday are North Carolina, Arizona, Iowa. So who are they really watching here is my question. So North Carolina, Arizona, Iowa, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Louisiana, New Mexico, New York, Washington, and West Virginia. National Guard officials will work and receive security updates from the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. I don't trust it. I don't know. What's your thoughts on that? Seoul scrambles jets after detecting a 180 North Korea warplanes. 180 North Korea warplanes. So South Korea's military scrambled stealth jets on Friday after detecting the mobilization of 180 North Korean warplanes, Seoul said, following a record-breaking blitz of missile tests by Pyongyang this week. It comes a day after North Korea conducted a failed intercontinental ballistic missile test and follows a decision by Seoul and Washington to extend through Saturday their largest ever joint air drills, a military exercise that has infuriated Pyongyang. He's really mad. Our military detected around 180 North Korea warplanes mobilized in Pyongyang's airspace, Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff said, adding that Seoul scrambled 80 fighter jets, including F-35s, while jets involved in joint drills were also maintaining readiness. We got it heating up everywhere, folks. Everywhere. I'm going to talk about the spiritual war Wednesday, how everything is materializing in the third dimension from what's happening in the heavens. I really believe this. You got international, you got southern border coming into tech, you got southern border, you got political here in America, you got all the subgroups fighting each other domestically here in America. On every front, there's a war. On every front. Never before have we seen this. We are in uncharted territory. And guess what, folks? This November is going to get crazy. It starts tomorrow, if you ask me. Think about all the crazies that are going to be coming out on both sides. On both sides. I've always said I'm against violence. I don't want to see it. I don't go to events. I don't do any of that shit. Because I'm a target. I feel like, you know, what I do on YouTube is I put my voice out here. And this is where I'm at, folks. U.S. air defense systems to arrive in Ukraine soon. Pentagon. Amid an onslaught of Russian drones and missiles, Kiev has been asking Washington for an NASAMS for weeks. NASAMS. The U.S. will send an initial two NASAMS air defense systems to Ukraine in the very near future, a Pentagon official said on Monday. With Russia targeting Ukraine power infrastructure using missiles and drones, Kiev has lobbied the West for better air defense weaponry. In a briefing to reporters, the defense official said the U.S. has committed 8 NASAMS and associated munitions, and 2 of those will be in Ukraine in the very near future. The officials also said that Washington would spare parts for Ukraine's Soviet era defense systems, as well as various counter unmanned aerial systems. So it's like we're poking the bear. We're poking the bear. We got to help Ukraine. How do you get into the war, folks? The well-desired war by the globalists. This is all, folks, by 2025, they want a massive reduction in population. You understand that? That's in 2 short years. How would they achieve that? They've already did this, but what else could they do? War, especially a civil war in America. Thank you, William Domstrand. Folks, this is no joke. And if you're watching CNN and if you're watching Fox, all you're doing is being put to sleep. All they talk about is the symptoms. If you want to cure the disease, go to ninoscorner.tv. I'm going all in, folks. I don't give a shit anymore. I don't care. I'm looking at both sides, folks. I look at the red and the blue. I look at the conservatives and the Democrats. Because, folks, the hand controls both sides. Yeah, I'm a Trump supporter. We know that. I'm a little upset with what happened in the beginning, in the ending of 2020 with this. But I look at all sides of the chessboard. At least I try to. I take questions from my audience. We do this together. I'm probably the only guy out there doing this with you. I put my ego to bed a long time ago with boxing, and I do this with you guys. We do this together. I take what you say very serious. All the emails you write me, I read them all. I try to read them all. I can't respond to all of them, but we're doing this together. I'm doing my best. I'm doing my absolute best. I'm very passionate about this. And I hate being fucking lied to. I hate it. I hated authority my entire life. Ever since I was in school, I was told I was going to be a bum. I was going to be a nobody. I went on to be a fucking heavyweight champion boxer, and now I'm doing truth. This is what I'm doing. I'm a different kind of guy, folks. This is what I do. I'm a fighter all the way through. And no matter how unpopular it is, unconventional, I don't care. I want to get to the bottom of this shit, man, because we're in trouble. We are in deep shit, and we've got to pull out of this. And the more people we can wake up, the better. Senior White House official involved in undisclosed talks with top Putin aides. Jake Sullivan has had confidential discussions with Russian counterparts amid concerns over escalation and nuclear threats. President Biden's top national security advisor has engaged in recent months in confidential conversations with top aides to Russian President Vladimir Putin in an effort to reduce the risk of broader conflict over Ukraine and warn Moscow against using nuclear or other weapons of mass destruction, U.S. and allied officials said. But we keep fucking with them, don't we? Fuck your talks. I don't care about your talks. I care about your actions. Your actions. You keep fucking with them. You keep fucking with them. I used to have this kid in class, man, who used to taunt me in class. In class, he used to be like, fuck you, and do that shit to me in class. This was like in junior high. And I used to look back at him and I'm like, what the fuck? And I used to flip him off back too. He used to do that every day in class. And then we'd go out to lunch and he would look at me and keep looking at me and keep looking at me. And I fucking hated this guy. Finally, one day I said, you know what? I'm going to end this shit right here. Bing! bing, right in the fucking nose. Dropped him. Bing, he's out fucking laying around bleeding. I get pushed into the principal's office. They're like, "What? Did someone saw it and said it was, you just walked up to him and hit him. There was no reason for this." I go, "You don't understand what this guy's been doing to me for a month. That's us. And we're the guy going, fuck you, taunting Russia. We want the war." Jim Carrey claims Donald Trump is a reptilian Illuminati blood prince. Jim Carrey has told fans and supporters that Donald Trump is not human, but is a reptilian that shapeshifts between humans and reptile form. And he has witnessed the president shapeshift in the flesh before his very eyes. And is, in his opinion, a personal warning to me. I've heard some stories about this guy, first of all. All you're doing, in my opinion, is projecting and gaslighting. Who's really the reptilian here? I don't know. Just saying. I don't know. They're reaching for straws because what they're trying to do, what he's trying to do here is get the conspiracy audience. Ooh. Trump's a reptilian. Who would know better than Jim Carrey? I mean, he's around those people. He's got to know. Speaking to supporters at a signature gallery in Las Vegas where he was hosting his first ever art exhibition, Sunshower, the beloved comedic actor dropped hints about the themes buried deep in the paintings. "I am interested in what is behind the veil of reality, the real power structures that control the universe. I'm no longer interested in the daily facade. I'm putting everything I know into these paintings." Carrey first met Donald Trump at a boxing match held at the Trump Hotel Casino in Atlantic City in the early 90s. A popular TV actor at the time, Carrey was criticized by Trump's associates for failing to entertain the future president. But according to Carrey, he was avoiding him like the plague because he witnessed Trump shape-shifting when he arrived at the venue. These people are so scared for what's coming for them, folks. Oh, boy. They got to keep Trump out of the picture. They're doing anything possible to say anything they can, anything they can possibly conjure up to shine a bad light onto Trump. And this is just another desperate attempt, in my opinion. They're all in big trouble, man. I mean, the trouble that's coming for them is unstoppable. There's no stopping it. It's coming. Because we're all awake, folks. We're all awake. And in what the fuck news, I got a doubleheader today, folks. A doubleheader of what the fuck news. Okay. London mayor. Man hires prostitute from dating site and his daughter turns up. What? You didn't look at her first? Oh, a man hired a prostitute to come to his hotel room and answer the door to his own daughter. Titus Nukube, a married father of three, collapsed on the floor with shock while his daughter, 20, fled the hotel in tears. Mr. Nukube from Bulawayo, Zimbabwe, no wonder he's from Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe said he was having marital problems and decided to rent a room in a local hotel followed by a prostitute. He said, "I am so sorry for what I did. I spoke to my wife and daughter. I apologize." Who's more, this is an awkward situation here. Who feels more guilty? "I apologize for my actions as I just wanted my family back. My daughter has stopped doing what she was doing and is going back to school next year." So you think. How much money? I mean, "My marital problems are not over, but we have a counselor who is helping us get over this difficult time." That's a mind fuck. A boy that's eight years old, kills deadly cobra after being bitten by biting it back. So, in a bizarre incident, an eight-year-old boy in India managed to kill a deadly cobra after bit him by biting it back on Monday. The New Indian Express reported, Deepak, of course his name is Deepak. Is he a Patel? Deepak Patel. Deepak Patel, an 8-year-old boy, was playing in his backyard in the remote village of when he encountered the venomous snake. The snake bit Deepak's arm and then wrapped itself around his hand and wouldn't let go. Deepak tried to vain it, to shake it off, so he restored to the unthinkable. The snake got wrapped around my hand and it bit me, Deepak explained to the New Indian Express. I was in great pain and the reptile didn't budge when I tried to shake it off. I bit it hard twice. It happened in a flash. Deepak's bites were so hard that he ended up killing the snake. Oh, my God. After he was able to get the snake off his arm, he was rushed to the hospital and he was given an anti-venom medicine. What did 22? Oh, the funny boy. He was quickly administered anti-snake venom and kept under observation for the entire day and discharged. Deepak didn't show any symptoms and recovered fast, owing to the dry bite when the poisonous snake strikes, but no venom is released. So the snake bit him, but didn't release the venom. Such snake bites are painful and may show only local symptoms around the area of the bite. So a fucking cobra bit him? Fuck around with a cobra and find out. I don't know. Okay, folks, it's starting. Let the games begin. The shit show is here, folks. Here we go. Starting tomorrow, I expect anything. You know what would really surprise me is if nothing happened. If they get away with it and nothing happens. Nothing. Just crickets. That would be the worst thing to me. I think I would be like, wow, we really are asleep. Things are really that bad. I know a lot of you hate, you know, not hate, but disagree with a lot of my guests. Folks, I try to bring everyone on. I have to bring everyone on because why? Everybody deserves a voice and a platform. And I'm merely searching for truth. I don't have the answers. I have Juan O'Savin. I have Ghost. I have Dustin Nemos. I have people that disagree. So you can better formulate your opinion. We got to watch the entire game here, folks. We got to watch all of it. We got to watch all of it. And I mean, I'm pretty open about what side I'm on, but I still explore both sides. I like to look at the dark and the light. So a lot of you, I get a lot of emails from you guys saying, how could you have this person on? What is wrong with you? I'm open-minded, folks. Everyone deserves a voice. That's how we get to the bottom of problems. That's how we solve problems. So many times in boxing, I had to train southpaw. Because what if I hurt my right hand in a fight and I had to go southpaw? Those are things you have to do. You can't feel uncomfortable. You got to do it. You got to adapt. You got to adapt. You got to know you have all the tricks you need in your bag. And that is it, folks, for today. Let's see what happens tomorrow. Dustin Nemos is up on NemosCorner.tv right now. Folks, get yourself some cool gear at Patriot Wear. I'm out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting. Yeah! Later.